Chapter 11 and verse 26. Amen. See what the Bible said. And when he had found him, this is talking about Barnabas. Barnabas went to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Amen. I'd like to give you a definition of sorts of Christian. Christian means to be followers of or disciples of Christ. Amen. It also means Christ-like or of Christ. Amen. To be a disciple of Christ is to follow his teachings so intentively that you become like the teaching. You become a copy of the book. Paul said, living epistles, known and read of all men. Amen. That's what I would like to be. I may be a long ways from it tonight, today. Amen. But I like to have that as my goal. Amen. There are many areas where I can improve. In fact, more than not, perhaps. Amen. But I like to be of Christ and like Christ. So here's what I'm preaching this morning. I like to preach about like Jesus. Oh, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. All I ask, to be like him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask, to be like him. Amen. Let me be like him. Let me walk like Jesus. Let me talk like Jesus. Let me pray like Jesus. Praise God. Let me pray like he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Walk with me. Talk with me. Amen. Lord, until I become, by walking with you and talking with you and living in the Word of God, like you, Jesus. Of all people, it should be like Jesus. Praise God. It ought to be Pentecostal people. Come on. Amen. Christ. Amen. The word Christ. Jesus is his earthly name. There were a lot of Jews named Jesus. Joshua, Hosea, amen, and many others have the same name in the Hebrew as Jesus. In fact, Acts chapter 7, Stephen reiterating the history of God's dealings with Israel, he calls Joshua Jesus in the New Testament. Amen. The Joshua of the Old Testament is Jesus. So many Hebrews have the name Jesus. Amen. And a lot of people today have got the name of being a Jesus person, a follower of Jesus. I mean, there's scads of them. I mean, some of them look like hippies. Some of them look like jippies. Some of them look like yuppies. Amen. And, amen. Some of them look like the world, but they've even got coats that they wear with their church name on the back to identify them. And I've seen some of them at the grocery store in the shopping area, and I'd be ashamed to wear those coats and the garb, the rest of the stuff they had on. Amen. I'd be ashamed to have the coat on. Amen. We had some jackets. In fact, we still got ours hanging in the closet. Pentecostal Highway of Holiness. Amen. Got down Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and walked into one of the places where they were having some music and entertainment. Amen. And things got a little off color, and they got a little bit grungy in their jokes, and man, I was ashamed to be in there wearing a Pentecostal Highway of Holiness jacket. Amen. I humped over and kind of slipped out and hoped nobody saw us in that place. Praise God. There's some places you don't want to go. There's some things you don't want to be caught doing. God help us. Amen. If we're Jesus people. Amen. There's a lot of people going by the name of Jesus, but there's many few of them that can claim the word Christ or Christian, Christian. Amen. The word Christ means the anointed one. It speaks of his divinity. It speaks of his anointing, praise God. And when it says the disciples were first called Christians at Antioch, it was because they had such an unction and such an anointed. Amen. They said they are of the anointed one. They pertain to the anointed, praise God. They are anointed like him. They are walking like him. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. How you like that? Would you like to have his anointing to live up to the word Christ? Christian. That were at last syllable on the last en or un. Amen. It depends on the type of word whether you use en or un, or ish. Amen. If a person's a fool, we say he's foolish. Amen. If he's small, we may say he's smallish. We use the word ish when it comes to other words. The one that fits the word makeup, why we'll use the in syllable there to fit it. And so we are Christians, Christians. Amen. That means we are of him. We pertain to him. Glory to God. And the first thing I like to say about being like Christ is we need to take his cross. Jesus said, if anybody would fall after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Amen. These Christians, these Christians, praise God, were preachers and ministers and believers in the cross of Jesus Christ. Praise God. We are a group of cross conquerors. Praise God. Oh, yes, I will cling to the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and trade it someday for a crown. Praise God. I don't want to be an enemy of the cross that Paul spoke of. I'd like to be a friend, amen, in close to the cross of Jesus Christ. Raise your hands and praise him for the cross and the privilege of the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. As Simeon was summoned to bear his cross, we have joined that generation this morning, and we have become, amen, a group of cross bearers. I know life would be more convenient, and sometimes it would even be more fun if we wasn't carrying this heavy cross. Amen. But someday you're going to need this cross. It's just the right length to bridge the chasm called death. Don't cut off your cross. Amen. Don't whittle it down convenient. Don't narrow it down too narrow. And don't cut it off too short. Bear the full cross. The whole brunt of it. Amen. A few years ago, there was a man went around the world. Amen. Dragging a cross with a roller skate tied to one end. Amen. To make it more convenient to carry. Amen. And so with his roller skate on his cross, he carried it around the world. He carried it through Russia. He carried it through the Arab world. He carried it, amen, across the United States. Amen. He would come into various talk shows and programs. Amen. With his cross with a roller skate on it. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. It's not that way, folks. It's not bearing a wooden cross. It's taking the true cross of shame and reproach. If there be any, amen, the inconvenience and the deprivation and the discomfort, whatever I might be in serving Christ, I take it. There's a lot of people like being a Christian, but they don't want no cross. They serve God if it's convenient. Amen. And they drop their cross when it's not convenient. Amen. You cannot be disloyal to the cross and be off and on, up and down, in and out, and be a cross-bearing Christian. Amen. Peter followed him afar off. Why? The cross was in view. The disciples forsook him and fled. Why? Because the cross was in view. Amen. When they got closer to the cross, it became increasingly more scandalous and inconvenient to follow Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ hadn't done any wrong. Christ hadn't done any sin. They were the ones that were in need. Amen. And today, mind you, it was not Christ who was guilty. Amen. He was bearing our cross.
Amen.
Amen. How much more ought we who were so guilty to take His cross and bear it gladly? Praise God. Without the cross, children, there'll be no crown. Without the cross this morning, there'll be no reward. Sure, it would be easier to lay in bed 5 days a week till 10 o'clock in the morning and not go to work. But there wouldn't be any payday either at the end of the week. Amen. Sure, you could have more fun for a while. Amen. Draw your welfare check and not work. Amen. And just live it up and take it easy and learn to live that way. And teach. I pastored in Bobville, Kentucky. Amen. Where it was the umpteenth generation of a welfare society. Amen. I mean, they raised big families up the hollers. Amen. And they lived on welfare and taught their children how to get on it. The shortcuts to get on it. Amen. And they were continually wards of the state. Yeah, you might feel a little bit more comfortable in some ways. I wouldn't, and most of you wouldn't either. Bless your heart. Amen. You got some gumption. You got some get up and go. Amen. And you're not willing to lay back and live on a handout. Praise God. You want to work for your pay. Amen. You want to put forth a good day's labor, praise God, for your pay. Amen. And while I'm at it, somebody asked Billy Graham the question, why don't preachers work? Billy Graham's answer was, preaching is work. Amen. Praise God. As a matter of fact, amen, down south they had one little cracker box church that got the big bright idea that a pastor ought to work 8 hours a day just like we do. Amen. Well, I've got my gun loaded for those kind of folks. Amen. The best way I know to not get the job done, amen, is for the preacher to work only 8 hours a day. What if you called a parsonage at 10 o'clock at night at the Highway of Holiness, amen, and you got an answering machine that said, our hours are from 9 to 5. Please call us in those times, and we appreciate your call, and call back at 9 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Praise God. You see, the preacher works 24 hours a day. He never gets done working. He never gets out from under his load. Why, man, if it wasn't for the joy of the Holy Ghost, you couldn't hire me to do this job for $1 million a year. Amen. I wouldn't carry this load for $1 million a year. I wouldn't have this burden on my mind for $1 million a year. But because I am a cross conqueror, because I am a cross bearer, I really accept it. Amen. I accept my problems, my family's problems, my children's problems, your problems, your family's problems, your children's problems. Amen. And the care of all the churches. Amen. Let them weight me down till I can't see out. Amen. I deserve it because I have accepted the cross. And if I'm faithful to it, someday I shall wear a crown. Raise your hand and praise Him for the cross. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. To be like Christ, like Jesus, is to have the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Paul said in that same 8th chapter of Romans, I think, if I'm not mistaken, said he that hath not the Spirit of Christ is none of his. Same chapter. At least he says in that chapter, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Amen. We must have the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. I mean not only the anointing of Christ, but the attitude in general of Christ. Praise God. We need to have the Spirit of Christ. What happened? Praise God. How do we have it? What happened when Jesus was baptized? Remember? Amen. John had been tipped off. I won't say alarmed or warned, because not necessarily alarmed or warned, but God had told him beforehand. Amen. That whoever he saw the Spirit of God send like a dove, Paul, that was him. Amen. When he baptized Jesus, the Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove. Praise God. And then God said something. A lot of folks thought it thundered, but God said something. Something we need to hear. Amen. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. How do you have the Spirit of God upon your life? Amen. Please God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said, I do always those things which please Him. You say, I haven't done it. Always. I haven't either. And I've cried over it and wept over it and repented over it 1,000 times 1,000. Amen. But I'm still in the fight. Praise God. I'm still in the race. Amen. My prayer is, Lord, amen, make me what you want me to be, that all the world might see Jesus in me. I know you can help me be what you always wanted me. Make me what you want me to be. Praise God. So we not only need the Spirit of Christ, we also need the mind of Christ. I'm running out of gas, Jerry. Amen. Praise God. The mind of Christ. Not Jerry, but Richard. You're getting better looking, Richard. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thirdly, we need to have the mind of Christ. The Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. Man, man, man. He who thought it not robbery to be equal with God laid his life down for you and I. The mind of Christ. Praise God. What was the mind of Christ? Well, you catalog it. What, in your opinion, ought to constitute the mind of Christ? How did Jesus think? What was his primary meditation? Amen. What was his primary goal? Hallelujah. What was his primary attitude? Think about it yourself. Amen. You're looking at some situation this morning. What would Jesus do? Amen. What would Jesus do when the guilty were brought before him? The man sick of the palsy let down through the roof. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. The woman caught in a very act of adultery flung at his feet. Amen. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. What did Jesus do when he encountered sin? When he saw in the hearts of men a repentant attitude, he forgave them. When he didn't see a repentant attitude, he rebuked them. Amen. He rebuked Peter for his pride. When Peter thought that Jesus was going to go up to Jerusalem and get killed, he rebuked Christ, and Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan. I know it's not your idea of success for your leader to die on a cross, but you're not helping me in my task any. The devil's using you." So he rebuked him. Amen. He told him of another day in another place. He said, "Peter, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." He never gave up on Peter. Even though he was presumptuous, vacillating. We didn't have neither one of those words down in Arkansas. Amen. But they sure sound good when you run out of anything to say. Amen. Hallelujah. Up and down, in and out, speaking up when he shouldn't speak. Amen. But Jesus said, "If I can ever get this presumption bridled, and this audacity bridled, and if I can ever get this boldness under control, I can use it. I can even use it on the day of Pentecost to open the doors of the church of the living God." And so you see, Jesus didn't give up on Peter, even though he kindly rebuked him. Praise God. The mind of Christ. Amen. Oh my, maybe I should get back to that a little bit later. Amen. The love of Christ. The Bible said in the last days men would be lovers of their own selves. Amen. This was the mind of Christ. Thought he not robbery to be equal with God, called himself the Son of God and the Son of Man. I mean, just raised the hackles on the Sanhedrin and the scribes and Pharisees when he claimed himself to be the Son of God. And they said, "Well, if he's the Son of God, he makes himself to be equal with God, and pick up stones to kill him with." Amen. Amen. Oh, the love of Christ. Praise God. The love of Christ is not self-love. It is love for others. No matter what people did to him, he loved them to the end. Amen. The Bible said he knew from the beginning who would betray him. Now, what would you do to the man that was going to betray you? And you knew it from the beginning. With the knowledge of God Himself, what would you do? Well, I'll tell you what He did. He gave him years. 2 at least, probably. Amen. To right himself. Praise God. That's the love of God. Amen. Huh? Well, has anybody threatened to betray you? Have you been pre-warned of somebody going to betray you unto death? What kind of attitude do you have towards your enemies? Amen. Here's the attitude Jesus had. He said, love your enemies. Do good unto them who despitefully use you, persecute you and despitefully use you. Amen. Oh my. Amen. If a man asks you to go with him 1 mile, go with him 2. A Roman soldier, arch enemy of Israel, enemy of their patriotism, enemy of their patriotic mind. Amen. The tyrants of the day, they were under the iron heel of Rome, and a soldier could command a citizen to carry his gear for 1 mile. He said, if any man asked you to go with him 1 mile, amen, you get to the end of 1 mile. The soldier grudgingly says, well, said, you've done your part. I'll wait here for somebody else. Amen. You go ahead carrying his gear. Amen. So you don't need to wait for anybody else. I'll carry it 2 miles. Amen. And so you go 2 miles. Love of Christ. Amen. It reflects in your love towards your neighbor. Amen. When the Bible says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah. Amen. Love of Christ is love for the souls. And that brings me to the 5th point as I hurry to a close today. The compassion of Christ. Praise God. I'm talking about being like Jesus. What is compassion? Let me give you my definition of compassion. Deeply caring concern. Caring. In a day when nobody cares, all everybody's interested in is me, my son, me, my wife, son, John, us four, no more. And we don't really care about anybody else. Amen. Amen. I know there's a lot of money being thrown in these bins for the folks out in Oklahoma today. Amen. But a lot of that's guilt money. Amen. A lot of sinners will do more sometimes for the church and for the preacher than the people right in church will, but that's guilt money. Amen. Many times it is. And they feel like that some way, somehow, they'll get a better deal if they'll do something for the church and for the people of God and for the minister of God and for those that are outside. What did Jesus say? He said, the children of this world are wiser in their own generation than the children of light. I'll tell you one great weakness of holiness folks that's going out into all the world. Amen. And you pardon me for saying this. Amen. And this doesn't apply to everybody, maybe. And if you're not guilty, amen, don't take it. But holiness people, professed holiness people, can be some of the laziest, good-for-nothing people sometimes you ever saw. Amen. I mean, they say, let John do it. Let George do it. Amen. It's enough that I've gave up all this stuff and I've gave up the world. Amen. Let somebody else do the work. Bless your heart. Amen. That's not caring. If you're going to be like Christ, you're going to have to care about the things of God. You know, the one thing that brought Jacob the brownie points with God, pardon me for using carnal terms, amen. But when Esau was off out chasing, amen, his pleasures, and on another big hunt, or another big fishing trip, amen, Jacob was caring about the things of the house and about the things of God. Amen. And God chose him above Esau. Esau lost his birthright chasing rainbows. Esau lost his birthright because he wasn't worth 2 cents when it come to his loyalty and obedience to his father. When he got ready to get him a wife, he took him a some of the wicked daughters of the neighbors that were idolaters around, just out of spite to Isaac and Rebekah. Amen. And he lost his birthright. There are some kids growing up in holy churches that are so carnal and disrespectful and unthankful that they'll do things to the church and to the people of God just out of spite. Amen. Is that caring? Amen. I want you to know this morning that Jesus cares. He cares about everything. He cares about the work of God. He cares about the church. Amen. And when Paul spoke of his sufferings, all that he went through, all the persecutions he had, the stonings, the beatings, the shipwreck, the dangers that he faced among the brethren and among false brethren, amen, and dangers among the Jews, dangers everywhere. He said, beside all this that cometh to me daily, he said, the care of all the churches. Paul was great because he cared about the things of God. Amen. He was so caring and so concerned that when there was a great drought in Jerusalem and great famine in Jerusalem, you know who they chose to take the offering among the churches and personally hand carry it to Jerusalem to give to the poor? You guessed it, Paul and Barnabas, praise God. And with Timothy and Titus and others, they hand-carried, begged and borrowed and pleaded with the churches to give their best, that they were indebted to the people at Jerusalem who had given them Christ, who had given them the gospel, who had given them the apostles, praise God, and the oracles of God. They were indebted, praise God, and Paul cared for the church. You know what he got for it? Amen. He got a mob and his life threatened. Amen. God grant that we'll do so much good, amen, for God, that they'll arouse so much of the ire of the devil, amen, that we too will face that kind of a fray. Hallelujah. Because that brings me to the last point. Amen. 1 Peter 4:16. Let me turn over there and read it to you. This is probably one of the most unpopular one of all. Amen. If any man suffer as a Christian. You notice he used the word Christian. He actually used the word. This is the last of 3 times this word Christian is used in the Bible. All three are in the New Testament. Two of them are in Acts of the Apostles. The second time, amen, Agrippa says, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Amen. That's the only other times it's used. Here's the last time it's used. And what does Peter say? But let none of you suffer as a murmurer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Amen. It's good in this thing of caring to leave other men's matters with other men and to leave God's business with God. Amen. And try to get in line with God and in a heavenly parallel, if possible, with God. Amen. They posed the question years ago of what would happen if the thing that couldn't be moved was hit by something that couldn't be stopped. I asked that question to Junior Messer in Barberville, Kentucky, outside the shaking hands at the lobby of the church one day. Amen. I said, Junior, what would happen if something that couldn't be stopped hit something that couldn't be moved? He shook his head and said, they're just stuck together. That's all there is to it. Amen. The truth is, if the thing that couldn't be stopped was hit by something that couldn't be moved, the universe would explode. That would be the most tremendous chain reaction that would reach to the farthest reaches of outer space that you ever saw. But the truth is, the only thing that can't be stopped is God. And the only thing that can't be moved is God. Amen. And He don't run on a two-way street. He runs the same direction, praise God. Amen. And He's not going to run into Himself. And if we get in line with God and go with God, we're not going to have a collision with God either. Amen. You know what's going to happen when we have a collision with God? All that'll be left of us is a little greasy spot. And that won't be much either. That'll probably go up in a puff of smoke. And when the spirit leaves this body, it'll wind up in hell. That's why Amos said, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Amen. Yes, glory to God, the sufferings of Christ. Nobody wants to suffer, at least for the most part. Amen. No more than they want to bear the cross. The cross kills its victim. Well, thank God. Hallelujah. The cross, we die out to self. We become more than a carnal person seeking its own way. Hallelujah. We become a loving, caring, anointed servant of the souls of men. Praise God. And we know that if we suffer with Him, we shall reign with Him. No suffering, no cross, no crown. But if we suffer with Him, we shall reign with Him. Raise your hand and praise Him this morning. Amen. If any of you suffer as a Christian, amen. How many ever suffered as a Christian? Don't raise your hand. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters, men's matters, meddler. Yet if any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall this ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well doing as unto a faithful Creator. Hallelujah! How many believe He's faithful this morning? Stand with us. Amen. the judgment begins, has begun in the process this morning. Did you know that if you will live faithful to God, pass this judgment test on this earth, this will be the last tribulation you'll ever have to go through. You'll not go through the great tribulation. That's the ones that don't make it that has to go through that. Amen. If you'll pass this test, these trials, these tears, these years, these sufferings this morning, it'll all be over as far as the suffering for you after a while, and the glory will come. Thank God. The glory will come. Tonight, if I get to preach, I'll preach about blood and fire and vapors of smoke. Amen. You think that's blood and fire and vapor smoke out there in Oklahoma? That ain't nothing compared to what it's going to be. That's all happened before on a lot worse scale. What shakes us up, but it has invaded our shores. And it may, if we don't get right with God, happen on a lot worse scale. There's a lot of things need to be healed in the United States of America. And if America don't get back to God, it's gone. It's gone beyond the point of no return. And with a general attitude today, most of them not coming back. But the caring mercies of Christ for your sake, praying saints, suffering saints, amen, that carry your cross gladly, God continues to bless America for your sake. Someday you'll be gone. The safety valve will be off. Someday he who now letteth will restrain his last long mile. And red in the face and tired from his straining and from his holding back the powers of darkness. Amen. God will say it's enough. Come up higher. Well done, my child. Amen. Enter thou into the glory of the Lord. But to the world he'll say, woe unto you. For the devil has come down to you having great wrath. For he knoweth he has but a short time. When hell turns loose on the world, when the devil turns loose on the world, it's going to be worse. I'll be glad, you'll be glad, using that number that no man can number. Praise God. Bear that cross no matter what it costs. Amen. Carry that load. Oh, no matter how much care you bear, carry it gladly, because that'll be all of it. When you get done with this job, it'll be payday. In the morning, stand with us as we sing. Come, Father, help us. Oh, yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, touch this altar call, our lives, make them count for God. Praise your name, Lord. Amen. Forgive us wherein we fail. Forgive us for any area we lack the mind of Christ. Oh, God, give us fully, wholly, completely the mind of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, it's your time now. Move out for God. Let God help you. Amen. Let God meet you. Let God touch your life. Let God touch your heart.
His kingdom was in hearts alone. He wrote his life.
I give up on a few.
In crimson.
In my anger and in my wrath, I said, amen, I'm through with them. I'm done with them. God, forgive me. God, don't give up. He continues to labor with the souls of men because he knows how hot hell is, how awful it is to be lost. Amen. So he reached out. He reached out to save them, but he walked this earth and told the religious hierarchy of his days, the publicans and the harlots, go into the kingdom before ye. Amen. Jesus cares for the likes of us this morning.
Ask God to help us to care in the way Jesus cared. Minister in the way He ministered. Love like He loved. Give like He gave. Yea, suffer like He suffered and die like He died. That'll be sufficient. That'll be sufficient. And not but that will be sufficient.